Joining us in studio this morning, T. Hardy Morris. Welcome. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good to meet you, man. I'm doing pretty good. You've got Thea and Matt in studio with you as well, right?
That's correct.
I know that there's been a couple of shows around town this last weekend at McCabe's. Fabulous place. You have a good time?
Yeah, it was awesome.
They have some amazing instruments in there as well. Did they show you some of the really weird stuff they have in there?
Yeah, we were there for 2 days, so we got to kind of look around a good bit.
Did you see the gas can that they made into a dobro?
I did see that.
It's amazing. All right. Well, listen, let's come back and chat a little bit about the record and about what else is going on while you're in Los Angeles. Tomorrow at the Echo, album is out next week. But right now we're going to hear some music. T. Hardy Morris live in the studio at 88.5 KCSN.
2, 1, 2, 3. Thank you. It started with a missing hope. You led her home with daddy's rope. I watched you go, I followed you. I had to learn a thing or two. We carried on, we carried books, we took in tapes, waiting on the bus. We always were the last stop, the back row kids, the hard knocks. It taught me things, it burned my arm, it made me scream. We laughed it off, we lit it up, we made the news and slammed it shut. Let me show you my audition tape. That you made me make. On and on and on.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Nick Harkle with you on The Morning Show. And beautiful stuff from our guest in studio this morning, T. Hardy Morris. Once again, welcome. Thanks for coming in and bringing the guys in. You've been in town a couple of days, right?
Yeah, we have. We were at McCabe's on Friday and Saturday night.
How was that? It's a great little room to play over there. Have you been there before?
I had never been there before, but yeah, it was an amazing room to play in. If you go upstairs in the backstage area, there's got pictures all down the halls of everyone that's played there, and we probably weren't deserving, but we were there.
I'm sure you were deserving. They wouldn't book you if you weren't deserving, and it is a great place and a lot of history as well, and it seems somehow as I'm listening to your music that you would just fit right in, at least with these songs anyway. But let's talk a little bit more about the other stuff that you do, because this is a collection of songs, your first solo release, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
And obviously you've done some other things, and I know that I haven't seen you perform before, but I know that I've played some of your stuff with Diamond Rugs in particular, but Dead Confederate is the main band. Are both of those outfits still going? You put out a record earlier this year, right?
We did. Dead Confederate put out our third record in the Marrow back in April, and Diamond Rugs has some studio time set aside coming up, so yeah, very much staying busy.
So how come this collection of songs now under your own name? Where did these songs come from? Did they just not fit in with what you were doing? I mean, you can write a song and record it in a whole bunch of different ways, obviously.
Yeah.
So what is it about this collection that you decided to release separately?
I had always had kind of these back pocket, more country tinged tunes, or about as country as I get, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, just the time felt right. I always kind of wanted to do a sit down solo record with pedal steel and such, but it just never had happened. I didn't like seek out to do it too much. But after we recorded the Diamond Rugs record, I kind of fell in love with that little studio, so went over there and did it. So
what'd you do it?
It's a place called Playground Sound. It's kind of a little backyard, tiny studio over in Nashville. But, you know, it took that place to kind of coax me into wanting to go back and do it.
Why do you think that was? What was it about something like that? I mean, a lot of times people will talk about their studio experiences and depending on where the room is and the town it's in and all that kind of stuff. It's Nashville, obviously, and I'm listening to the songs, and clearly it's sort of dripping a little bit with a bit of Nashville there.
Exactly, yeah.
But what was it about that place and that moment, I guess, that made you want to do this?
Well, it's a really small studio, and it's records everything straight onto tape, 8-track straight onto tape, and it's just real simple and old and feels like you're stepping back into the 70s or something. Everywhere you reach, you can just grab a great old guitar, and it's very conducive to a solo kind of record. Like, you can barely fit a whole band in there.
How long a period of time were these songs written over? Were they written specifically for this, or did you have these songs kicking around?
They have been floating. There was about a year worth of songs leading up to it.
Is there a theme?
Yes, kind of. It didn't really dawn on me until we were about halfway through recording, or partway through recording, that this all the songs I had for it, a lot of them kind of go back to like that 14, 15 year old age, and then there's that, and then also just growing up in my hometown and people that never escaped Augusta, Georgia.
Oh gosh. I feel bad for them. Not because they're in Augusta, Georgia, but anybody who doesn't escape.
Yeah.
You know, you got to escape your small town.
Yep. I mean, there's some people that still live there that have escaped, you know, mentally, but some people that just don't ever get out at all.
Good medication.
Yeah.
Will help. So I know there's another date, obviously, in town tomorrow at the Echo.
Yes.
And then Jenny's doing a very good job here of making sure I get all the information out. How long have I known you? You think I'm not going to get this out? Tuesday, tomorrow at the Echo. And then July 30th, the audition tapes will street. Is things still street? God. It'll be out. You'll be able to get it on iTunes and other places like that, right?
Streets.
You know, the one thing I didn't get to ask you about, and I should very quickly, I think I can probably squeeze a minute out of Jim's show, is to talk about this series of videos that you've made for these songs. Can you very quickly tell us about it? And if people go to thardymorris.com, they can probably see them, yeah?
Yeah, we did an acoustic version of every song on the record at a different, what's called Place in Peril across the state of Georgia. There's the Georgia Historic Preservation Society has a list they do every year of places in peril. Old buildings and stuff that are threatened to get torn down and just in bad shape. So we went and did a song at each one, and it's just cool to go across the state and see these old relics, and it's cool. Try to raise a little awareness.
And I was going to say, was there any particular reason you decided to do that? Was it purely because you wanted to raise awareness, or did you think, as well as doing that, would be really unusual places to perform live?
Yeah, my friend Jason Thrasher, who did the videos, has done them with other bands. He calls them like little takeaway videos, just quick and dirty.
Sure.
And he wanted to do a series of them with me, but I needed a place to do them all. I didn't want to just like stand in front of some random brick wall. So it all kind of fell together through that. We wanted to go somewhere cool, you know?
Cool. Well, thardismorris.com. That's M-O-R-R-I-S is the place to go. And you can see some of those and obviously see all sorts of other things, including I Smell Hippies t-shirts, which everyone should own. Tomorrow at the Echo, you can go see T. Hardy, Morris, and friends. Thanks to everyone for coming in. You're going to wrap it up with which song?
We're going to do a song called Hard Stuff.
Great to meet you. And Jim Nelson at the top of the hour. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Ease up on the hard stuff. It's going to rot your gut all the way. Dogs won't go out to play. Out to play. Leave yourself alone, and I'll leave well. Curves of your face.